At a warehouse in Rockwall, Golden Lab Poppy tugs on a rope to open a fridge and passes his trainer a plastic water bottle with his mouth.
Yes, good job.
Cheryl Woolnough is training director at Patriot Paws, a nonprofit that provides service dogs to disabled veterans. She's taught Poppy to pick up items you drop, open and close drawers, get the phone for an emergency call. In all, the dogs learn 65 different cues or commands. The ones trained to help veterans with post-traumatic stress disorder learn special tricks, like how to sweep a house for intruders.
We teach them something called perimeter, where they go into the house and they check. They just touch all the doors and all the windows.
These dogs also know how to create personal space for a veteran by stepping in front or behind the owner to block people from approaching. Terry Stringer, the assistant executive director of Patriot Paws, says almost all the veterans who apply for a service dog have post-traumatic stress disorder, often on top of physical disabilities.
And we have 100 veterans on our waiting list waiting for dogs, so we have to get more dogs.
She's standing in an open field next to a pond where they'll start building dozens of new kennels in 2016. The training process is long and complex. It starts with puppies, often labs, retrievers, poodles, or doodles, 8 to 10 weeks old.
They will make sure they have all their shots, and we kind of evaluate them and start teaching them eye contact and some other very simple commands.
Then these little guys go either to a puppy raiser who teaches them socialization, takes them to restaurants and on buses, or the dogs go to prison. Seriously, Stringer calls it the big dog house.
Prison is where they get their hardcore training. They're with the inmates 24 hours a day.
The inmates help teach the dogs dozens of commands. Patriot Paws relies on 3 Texas prisons for the type of intensive training the dogs need to get ready to be paired with veterans. It takes more than 2 years and costs more than $30,000 per dog. The few veterans lucky enough to make it to the top of the list each year get them at no charge.
A service dog for post-traumatic stress can actually help you get out into the public and regain some of that independence that you've lost.
Jay Springstead, who lives in Terrell, still has nightmares from combat in Vietnam nearly 40 years ago. He started volunteering at Patriot Paws after his youngest son took his own life.
Both my sons were Iraqi combat veterans. My youngest one had severe post-traumatic stress, so I'm very familiar with the symptoms. And I also know how important dogs are to anyone's recovery.
Springstead and many others are frustrated with the Veterans Administration for not providing financial assistance or help connecting service dogs with veterans suffering from PTSD. Patricia Dorn is with the Veterans Administration in Washington. She says while there's plenty of evidence on the benefits of service dogs for people with physical disabilities, there's little in the area of mental health.
We fully recognize that there are many people in the community at large that are not happy that VA isn't just making this a benefit. But for an agency with 150 hospitals and millions of veterans we serve, we need to have the evidence base to make a determination.
Which is why the VA is conducting the first randomized controlled trial with 200 veterans. Much like at Patriot Paws, the service dogs will be trained to retrieve and block for personal space, as well as turn on lights and sweep a home. Dorn says researchers will assess veterans' quality of life for more than a year.
Is the veteran depressed? What's their quality of sleep? Do they have thoughts of suicide? What kind of medical care are they needing?
This isn't the first time the VA has done research on the issue. A study was halted in 2011 after 2 service dogs bit children in veterans' homes. The current study has far more safeguards, but will take 3 years. In the meantime, Jay Springstead says caring for PTSD service dogs can be expensive, and veterans sometimes get tricked into buying ones that aren't properly trained. Patriot Paws has high standards for its service dogs. They're even taught a special trick.
To pray for our veterans.
Poppy, pray. Yes, good boy.
Poppy demonstrates by sitting on his back legs, putting his front feet on his trainer's arm, and bowing his head. Lauren Silverman, KERA News.